Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, half of children are eating more junk food since the pandemic began, according to a new study released today by Safe Food. And stressed out parents are struggling to wean children off the sweet stuff. And I must say, I feel like a hypocrite, because while Sarah was talking to Chris, I was eating some chocolate. But I'm joined now by, I must say, Joanna Da Silva, who's Chief Specialist in Nutrition with Safe Food. Joanna, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello both, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome indeed. Now, let this hypocrite ask you what this study is all about.
Oh no, you're not an hypocrite at all. I do think that all of us changed, you know, over the last very challenging year. We had to endure so much, and definitely some health behaviors were impacted, and we need to acknowledge that. So we spoke to parents. We wanted to understand how things changed over the last year. And yes, about half of them told us that the amount of treats that the children were eating has increased. And additionally, half of parents said that they found it difficult to keep treats to a minimum.
Well, so how often would treats be given then, do you think?
I don't know. We didn't ask for a frequency, but the recommendation is that we eat very small amounts and definitely not every day. So I would say that we are all doing a bit more of that, or at least the majority of us. And what START is trying to achieve is in a very supportive way, by giving parents tools, resources, ideas, tips, to restart healthier habits in our homes.
We have a text here from Deirdre in Dublin, and I suppose it echoes what you're saying there, really, Joanna, that kids, she says kids, what she says is, my doctor told us not to over-worry, as this is a highly unusual situation and we need to be mindful of what children have gone through. Habits can be broken. We will get back to some level of normality. She said her doctor is seeing far worse situations with anxiety and self-harm than a few extra ice creams a week. I trust my doctor, says Deirdre. But I think that is really also what you're saying on this, isn't
it's
it?
It's not saying.
Yes, okay.
We navigated the last year as best as we could. We've done the best for our families, for our children. But at the same time, it's important to acknowledge that something's changed, that we are in a better place now. And it may be good to start thinking about small changes. We're not asking anyone to ban treats.
Okay. So talk us through some of those small changes, because actually I think Cormac snacking on his own treats during my last item, which is interesting, not paying full attention by the sounds of things, is an interesting insight into a lot of homes, I suspect, because I know in our home, you know, there's a bag of popcorn stuck behind the microwave that you could stick your hand into, or a bag of Skittles up, and the kids see you taking them, and then they want to take them. So does it come back to parents' own habits, I wonder, to an extent?
I think it comes back to a family effort to change a few small things. And there are things that as parents we can do. Definitely a very easy one is to avoid buying treats in the supermarket. And I mean, if you don't have them in the kitchen press, it reduces temptation both for the child and the adult, may I say. That's a good one. To get your children involved when you are planning for healthier snacks or for some changes, it's a good idea too that they understand that you are doing this as a family. No one is looking for any drastic change. We're going to look for a small thing that we want to tweak, but that will actually make a big difference over time. We are doing this together. The weather is nice. They are back in school. We can go to the sea. Hopefully, they will be seeing their relatives in the coming weeks. So let's take that positivity and try and do something a bit different, but that it's better for all of us.
Yeah, can I ask you, how difficult is it to break a treat habit? I mean, in a word, is it 3 weeks once you stop it?
It could take about 21 days to create a new habit, for that to become the norm. But again, we're not breaking it with treats completely. We just want we want treats to be treats and not the norm again.
Okay. Well, actually, that's a really good line. Let treats be treats. To finish on, not the norm. Joanna Da Silva, Safe Food Chief Specialist in Nutrition. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.